Lesson 47, Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking was born on January 8, 1942 in Oxford, England. At the age of 21, he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. It is a neuromuscular wasting disease. Ultimately, the disease reduced his bodily control to the flexing of a finger and voluntary eye movements. His mind was unaffected. According to the prognosis, he had only a couple of years to live, but he proved the doctors wrong. With the help of prosthetics and a wheelchair, which he drove recklessly, he was able to work for over half a century. He used a machine to talk. He used the synthesized voice to intrigue the public about the power of science. Working on Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity, he pronounced that the universe did have a beginning. This beginning is known as the Big Bang. He also said that the universe could possibly have an end as well. The Big Bang is now the most widely accepted theory of the origin of the universe. Hawking also contributed immensely to the knowledge of black holes. He suggested that black holes were neither black nor holes. Black holes emit thermal radiation and eventually evaporate altogether. Stephen Hawking never let his condition defeat him. He lived his life with great energy. He appeared on TV shows. He went to the South Pole and experienced zero gravity. At a physicist's banquet in Mumbai, Hawking zoomed onto the dance floor and whirled his wheelchair to the beat of Chaiya Chaiya. Most of Hawking's work was done when the disease had already progressed to the point where he could no longer write. Stephen Hawking could no longer scribble thoughts, play with equations, or sketch diagrams, but was able to hold large logical arrangements in the imagination. Stephen Hawking died on March 14, 2018, at the age of 76. Coincidentally, Einstein was born on March 14, 1879. Hawking was born exactly 300 years to the day Galileo Galilei died. However bad life may seem, there is always something you can do and succeed at. Stephen Hawking. I want to show that people need not be limited by physical handicaps as long as they are not disabled in spirit. Stephen Hawking. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Stephen Hawking.